everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of The Real Housewives of Dubai. We'll be debriefing this episode full of debriefs from last episode. Lots of makeup events and spa events. And a very drunk night on the balcony. I'm going to pass this right off to Spice. And she looks super excited to do it too. Oh my goodness.
I'm really excited because I thought Spice's look looked like you were going to pass it on to me. Yahoo! On to Spice.
Well, thanks for that, Sugar. I'm still trying to get used to the cast members, but I think the first part that I'd want to talk about is the 3-and-3 dynamic where we had, and we talked about Talene, Sarah, and Carolyn B sitting in one corner. And then we had Anne Chanel, the other Carolyn, and what was her name now? Damn it.
Talene?
Nope.
Who's the other one?
Nope, there's a sixth one.
Lisa.
Lisa. Yes.
It's spelled Lisa.
Lisa, but it's Lisa. Lisa. That's right. In the other sort of lunch. Sure. Where there was two different lunches that were happening at the same time. So basically, all I got out of it was, in one group, it was yada, yada, yada. And it was all about Carolyn and Sarah. So I guess that was kind of the biggest thing, where one group was talking about Sarah, and then what, I think that was her name, right?
Yeah.
And that was Sarah, the one with the nose ring, and the one that was is very
spiritual.
Yes.
Right? And how she wasn't very nice and blah blah blah. And that's what I got from those two lunches. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass it on to someone else because I just got a brain fart. So
they were talking about lots of farts on that patio.
Actually, they were. We'll get to the party in a sec, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it really was like the Jersey episode that played on Sunday. It really was just kind of an episode where we kind of see their dynamics and stuff like that. So it is really hard to kind of comment on a lot of things. The very first note I have written down is Sarah the Savior, which that was like a phrase she used. She's like, oh, I'm a savior. I'm going to save you. It's like, she's very spiritual. It's nice that she wants to help people, but in this whole situation with Ayan, it's super weird. Like, she's kind of playing mean girl, like,
and then saying she's not. But you know what? And then saying she's not, making excuses.
Yes.
And she really was mean girl, because that woman went through some heavy trauma. Like, you know what?
Terrible.
You can't sugarcoat that or make fun of it or kind of play it down or and there's no excuse for that.
And for all that she's gone through, and all the successes that she's had, in whole, she's an amazing woman. She's come out of this, you know.
Absolutely.
But she has the right to feel what she feels, you know, the pain that she feels, and that's not something that anybody's gonna fucking save her from.
Exactly.
Like, you're not the fucking savior. You're not going to save her. You can, you know, like, you can try to help you, and because savior is such a big word for, like, as if, you know, really gonna, you know, do miracles. Like, you know, you're not going to do miracles. If you can help somebody and be nice and
support
them and be there for them and help them, you know, talk and get it off their chest when they just are having a day that they just are feeling shitty. But in general, like, Chanel is like living a fabulous life. She's already rescued herself, and her husband has contributed
to that. Absolutely.
So she doesn't need Sarah and her
singing bowl,
new age fucking bang the drum, scream in the fucking pillow. I can scream in a pillow all I fucking want. It's not gonna fucking help me if I'm trying to deal with
trauma in your life.
So
yeah,
it's just
for sure.
Ridiculous that, you know, and I want to say that, you know, yeah. So that's what I want to say about that. Like, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. next thing I had written down was, who can pull off a pixie cut like that? Would you describe Chanel's hair? Was that a pixie cut, or
I don't think it was
a little bit longer than that? But she looked beautiful.
It was very short, and it was like.
It reminded me of David Bowie. Like David Bowie had a hairdo like that. It was like a pompadour,
and then
shorter in the back. Yeah.
But anyways, whatever kind of hairstyle it is,
it's
Chanel
bang on.
Can fucking rock any kind of hairstyle, because she's fabulous in the long hair, in the bob cut, but the short pixie cut, whatever it is, stunning.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
No,
like,
kidding.
Holy shit. She looks amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she just, yeah, she pulls off all kinds of looks, and she's fabulous at it.
Or the next scene when she was wearing the black and white polka dot, and then
the
polka
dot dress was fabulous.
The page cut.
Yeah.
And that was another one.
Yeah, was
another
beautiful.
Bang on.
She just looks amazing in whatever look she has. But definitely the short hair is like
100%.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing, I find all the housewives, they get onto the show and then they end up starting their own businesses, which
mm-hmm.
is fantastic.
Yeah, lucky for
but
them.
But it was really funny, the conversation Chanel was having with her husband. She was just totally zoned out, and I feel like we've seen it before. It's
kind of like how I feel today.
the husbands just totally run the business for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny. He's trying to teach her, like, okay, well, we need to look at this and that. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just have fun here.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can see that she's just the face to the business, so to speak. Like, she's the rep, the cover.
The presence.
It.
Yeah,
the presence
absolutely.
For it. But
he's the finance.
He's
the
brains
yeah.
behind it,
yeah.
right? And
absolutely.
I mean, you can't be doing everything, like, you know.
It's a good partnership, right?
It's a
it
good
works
partnership, and it works well, right?
Yeah.
Like,
for
yeah,
sure.
So it's good. It's a good combo.
Caroline and Sergio's living situation with all the, you know, all their stuff packed
yeah.
away in that room
place, yeah.
reminded me of my living situation right now since I'm in the middle of a move.
Yeah.
So that was funny to see that and kind of relate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, except you don't have the thousand dollar. I don't even say thousand, because thousand's too cheap. But like
tens
of thousand dollar purses and
shoes,
yeah, shoes and all that
we
stuff.
We can dream.
I'm gonna call it right now. I'm gonna say Caroline. What's her husband's name again?
Sergio. He's
a very good looking guy. I have
yeah,
to say.
He is.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I'm
going to
give them 2 years max.
They're done. They're done.
There you go.
I don't
yeah.
even think they'll pull 2 years. But they're totally on different fucking, they're not only on different,
oh, completely.
They're not only on different pages. They're in different fucking books on the opposite sides of
the library,
the library, the alphabet, whatever the fuck you want to associate it with. Like, I mean, it's just like, there's just so much not in common with them.
100%.
And just like, it's just, they come from two completely different backgrounds, and so it's just, yeah, I don't see anything that is gonna go forward with them. Where was I at? Yeah, with them being at different
you called it, you're calling it.
I'm calling it,
yeah,
because they're not gonna last right?
No, I can
another one
that.
That's most likely not going to last, to be honest, out of just based on how they are, is it Brooks, the one, Brooks, because her husband is also the one behind the business, right? Is it Brooks that's behind the business, or is that the ex that's
Brooks
with
the one
Brooks?
Who has the maternity line?
The one with the maternity line, I see that one falling apart too.
I
fall
hope
apart
not. They've
too.
Got really young kids.
Yeah, they do.
So hopefully
unfortunately,
not.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna happen.
The oracle. The oracle
you.
Over here.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's just, it's going to be too much. Like, they've already, last season, like, where, you know, she wants to do this, and he's like, nope, this is how it's going to be done. No, you don't understand. And it's like, you either understand that you're at the front of the house, and somebody else is controlling the back of the house, the guts of the house, or you don't, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, he's in control of everything. He tells her how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And fair enough. He's in finance. That's his life. You know what I mean? She's just, you know, surfing on his wave to get, I think, the business going, right? Okay, she's got a good idea, maybe for maternity clothes and whatnot. But it's tough to make it, I think, in the fashion stuff if everything's not aligned.
Oh, for sure. And nowadays with the fast fashion too,
you know,
it's like you have to find these distributors, mm-hmm. this and that. You really need to be able to turn a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just with Ayan, like, you know, you can really see the husband is really kind of pushing mm-hmm. to get it profitable. Mm-hmm. And then even with the one who has the spa, and her husband's name is Zoran.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving the business for sure.
But they're already divorced, so that one's not on the table for future divorce. The other ones are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way in hell that Sarah's going to accept the setup guy.
No, I think in the preview, they go for a date.
They do go for a date. Well, she's not going to be that blunt.
Yeah.
And say,
yeah, no thanks.
You're not for me.
Yeah. You're more kinder
no
than
offense.
Me.
Yeah. But he's not for her.
Yeah, no.
If we see it,
like him.
If we see it from the other side,
then we'll see.
She's
yeah.
gonna see it.
But did you see? I don't know if you caught that in that one scene when where she thought the guy walked in the room. There was like a handsome guy
was
in the
Sergio.
No, it was another so guy. It was another guy, like a really handsome guy in the background, and she was like all excited.
Him,
yeah. And no, it wasn't him. And then all of a sudden, this Mr. Rico Suave walks in, and yeah, she's like, no, right off the bat, no, no. Haven't we all been in that situation where, you know, you've seen someone or somebody says, oh, I've got this friend, or I've got someone that's interested,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden that person walks in, you want to die, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, what do I do?
When I was super young, I was like, I was 18 turning 19, this girl I knew was like, I have the perfect guy for you. Oh my God, your personality is da 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 da. He's so cute, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, yeah, the only thing is he's 35. He was turning 19. I'm like, what the? Why would you even think that?
Yeah.
That would be a
stupid
guy for me. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so
yeah,
stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, there is people who have big age differences, and
not
in
at
the
19.
Old days, in the old days,
who would
that
want
was totally
an old
acceptable
guy like that.
No, but in the olden days, like, that was acceptable. Like, when I say olden days, I'm talking about 50 plus years
yes.
ago, right? So that was acceptable, where like an 18-year-old would
not
be with
anymore.
A 30-year-old.
I know, but you know,
nowadays it's not.
No,
yeah,
you know,
not.
You're different. You have different generations, and
exactly.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I was going to one up you there and talk about the guy that I had that had like sweaty palms and he was like all hairy and yeah, he was just gross. And I thought, wow, that's the perfect guy. What do you think of me? Like, if
that's the perfect guy for you.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
A sweaty guy in the corner. Anyways.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the worst thing. If someone's like, oh, I've got the perfect guy for you. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought, at the party, Ayan showed up with, like, a gift. Talin was like, oh, she probably re-gifted this.
Yeah,
that
candle.
But what we know of Ayan from before, she was always bringing very thoughtful gifts. Even, like, last episode, she brought someone a pineapple and it symbolized something.
And, you know,
so
yeah,
I really don't think it was, like, a re-gifted thing. I think it was, you know, she was just trying to be nice.
Because I think she said, it's all I had in the house. And I'll tell you, like, personally, I always buy things that I think are cute or that have extra. And so, like, I have, you know, like
a stash.
A stash of, oh, shit, I got to go somewhere. I got nothing. What am I going to do? And then it's like, oh, what can I find in that I can give?
Exactly.
Right? So it's not a re-gift, but it's something that I have that is on hands that's easy to pass pass on, right?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to have stuff like that on, mm-hmm. on hand. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean it's, like, unthoughtful.
No, of course not.
You do kind of put some effort into finding those things, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest, that's all I have before we move on to the chat.
Well, I've got one more thing that I'm just sure going to say was nice, a nice gesture from, because I was really...
the letter?
The letter's funny. No, the gift that she brought her. I thought that the little angel that Sarah gave yes. Ayan, what with the words that she said to her, was
sweet,
very sweet, yeah. very nice, actually, right?
That was a good gesture.
So that was a nice gesture on her part to do that.
For sure.
And I thought that was just, it was nice. It was nothing big, nothing like, oh, here's something extravagant. It was a gift that was appropriate.
Exactly.
For what, you know, she was trying to save her, right? I thought that was
nice, too.
Mm-hmm. But, and now she just needs to take a step back and stop trying to be her savior, right?
Yes.
But,
and yeah. now to the...
That's all I got. There's not very much. It's not like there was so a lot. Much.
It wasn't a crazy happening. Episode.
No.
Yeah. For sure.
No.
No.
But the party that...
Talene.
Talene. The party that Talene threw... I thought was quite nice. Party,
I thought she was a great hostess. You know, they were making fun of her being like, oh, she's trying to be the president's wife and be friends with everyone. Everybody. But I mean, if you're hosting all these people,
you have to be.
You definitely should be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with being like that.
No,
if
not at
you're,
all.
It means you're open-minded.
It means you're open-minded and adapt to all different kinds of people. I mean, you got to be like that, especially if you're in high social...
Standing
with people. You can't, you know, say, oh, fuck, I don't like the way you do this. Or like, you can tell.
But then you can talk about their farts. Whatever, just saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was funny, too. That was unexpected that they would be saying that. You know, like, you think that you're dressed beautifully. Everybody fucking farts. We know that. But I don't go fucking announcing it at parties. Hey, I've been farting all day. My little foo-foo dress. Hey, boom, there's one for you.
Oh, my God, gross.
Like, that's just fucking... It's just, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's just weird, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I liked the, I think that is Brooks. Brooks' mom coming. Was that Brooks? Whose mom came?
Carolyn Brooks. Yes.
So and Talene's mom.
Talene's mom seems very nice.
Yeah.
No, but Caroline's mom that came from the States.
From the States, from Miami.
How nice Caroline's husband, Caroline Brooks,
yes,
wanting
yes.
her to be there and wanting to...
Or was he saying that for the camera? Come on.
Yeah, he could be. But I think that ultimately, if she's in... And she probably is very laid back, very easygoing, very attached to her daughter and the grandkids. I think it's probably nice to know that you've got somebody who's there to take care of the kids, your family.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Versus strangers. Like, I would like that 100%.
For sure.
Versus strangers, right? So, So I thought that was nice. And I think that he would do that because he really wants her to be happy and the kids to be happy with the grandparents around, with the grandma around, right? So, yeah.
And she was saying, too, it's like a tradition, too, in their culture.
Yeah.
Where
her mom
better.
Didn't raise her, but her grandma did, right?
Exactly, so exactly.
But yeah, like for me, when it came to the party, I'm moving kind of on to the party, and then the sidebar conversations, where I guess everything kind of got out of hand because there was Carolyn that was sitting there, and she was the blonde Carolyn. That's not what's her name, Carolyn Stanbury.
Stanbury. Is the old money one.
Okay, the old money one. Yeah. When they were talking to her. I felt like, not that she's my favorite, because I don't really know her that well, because she's far from being my favorite, but she was being attacked there, I think, kind of unfairly, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the time or the place, so.
Yeah.
And Brooks, I guess it was Brooks, who was hammered.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can't have a fucking conversation.
You can't even argue. Yeah, you can't
with somebody who's fucking hammered, because it just doesn't make sense, it doesn't register. It's
not productive.
No, not at all. So that was just a complete waste of time to try and even.
They should have stuck to talking about farts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Really, when you when
they
someone's
laughed it off, and that's it.
Yeah.
Instead, they got fumed more. It added fuel to the fire, and so you know, and then she got up. And I feel bad for Sergio because he was trying to go in and rescue, right? And everybody's like, stand back.
Get out of here, yeah.
Back it up.
But yeah.
So I thought that was...
I guess next week it'll be interesting to see how that progresses, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's all I got. I don't have anything else.
What about you, Spice?
No, I think I'm good.
So I guess we can move on to this week's golden question.
Yay!
Honestly, this episode, I think we were all kind of glazing over a little bit at some points. The biggest part was the, you know, obviously that chat on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be our golden question. Chat on the balcony. I want everyone to give a percentage. How much of that chat on the balcony was just drunk blabber? How much of that talk on the balcony were serious questions? And how much of that chat on the balcony was just talking about vaginas?
Vaginas, 50%, and blabber, drunk blabber, 50%.
Yeah, I think I would give the really high. Serious questions higher. Definitely less than 1%.
Yeah.
That was kind of a stupid little thing they put on.
That's a good golden question, though. I really like that one.
Yeah. 50, 49, and
but kind of sums up the episode. Yeah, you're kind of watching it as the viewer, and you just see Brooks sitting there with her like arm on the chair. Like, you can just tell even before she even speaks, like, oh, she's hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, she was. Yeah, that's it. I got nothing else.
Nope, I'm good.
Me too. Well, that was Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And thank you for watching Our Reel on the Reel. See you next week.
Ciao for now.